And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we haven't got a word of the week this week. Well, we have sort of. It's one that will be coming in when I do the MySpace comments after this song. But it's not one that we can have.
Okay.
I'll explain why when we do it. In the meantime, guess what we're going to do this week, Tone?
Dunno.
I'm going a bit crazy. We're going to bookend the show with songs from Japan Files. Japanese okay. bands at the start and end of the show. How about that?
Very nice.
Straight up now, Titan Goku. Titan Go Kings, Tony, and a volume of Titan Go Kings. Now, I've done a bit of research into Titan Go Kings because the literal translation of Titan Go Kings, right, looks a bit like, well, it look, when you see it written or see the Japanese written in English lettering, it looks a bit like Titan Go Kings. But they're not Titan Go Kings. Okay. In Japanese, the translation is titanium alloy.
All right.
There's a little fact for you. Interestingly, I can't find them on MySpace, and you're not getting away with JapanFiles.com. So what I want to know is they have a profile on a website called Nippop.com. I didn't make that up.
Nippop?
Yeah,
no Nippop. Way.
Yeah, right. So what I want to know is, what is their Nippop.com page?
Nippop.com/artists/... Titan Go Kings.
You're on the right track, but no, it's nippop.com/artist_ID-155/artist_name-titan_go_king_s/.
So close.
Nearly.
That was a pity first guess though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad guess, but close, but no cigar. In the words of Roy Walker, it's good, but it's not right. I ordered a korma. Twat.
Wrong with a corner.
So basically, that's Paulie B in the internet one, Tony nil. You're listening to Midnight Configuration at the moment, who you may have noticed we removed from our MySpace page. That's because the video that they put on there in the comments was starting at the same time that our preview started and was confusing people, and thanks to the person that sent me the email about that. We have had a couple of MySpace comments this week, in fact. Here comes the first. This is quite nice. A few weeks ago I did Oxford Junglers, and if you remember, there were a couple of punky listeners there, one of which sent us a note on the MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do send your comments in. Hey, Punky, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to the pair of you talk bollocks for the past couple of weeks, and the music is an added bonus. Keep up the good work. Hey, Paul, the marks on my neck from our little bout of auto-asphyxiation are finally wearing off. Cheers, Scotty. Nice. There's a really good photo underneath the comment on the page of me strangling him with my guitar lead. right, now, here comes the word of the week that isn't.
Okay.
Hey, guys, mega good podcast and cheers for including us. Our submission for a word of the week is stomp cock. The Emos. Thanks, The Emos. We like you. You have great song titles. But we can't use stump cock because the whole point of word of the week is you're supposed to be getting rid of swear words and rid of bad stuff with cocks in there. If you said stump knob, we would have had it, but you didn't. So, Right, they're the only two comments from listeners, etc. this week that are proper comments that aren't spam.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting straight into the competition winner from the Bleach Boys competition.
Okay.
Now, this was controversial. Thank you to everyone who entered. Only one of you got it right. Quite a number of you emailed me to tell me that the Bleach Boys lead singer was called Frankenstein. Well done for looking at their MySpace page. But that's actually Simon, their old lead singer. And I was asking who their new lead singer is. Only one person got it right. And here goes, because this is weird. It's a regular contributor. Got the email that came through with the right answer was this. Hi, Paul. Okay. So the ever-trusty but sometimes wrong Google has informed me that the new singer for the Bleach Boys is named Matt. Is that right? Or do I need to go looking for a name newer than that one? The favourite Canardan, Chantel.
Wow.
The only person who got it right was Chantel. Well done. It is indeed Matt. And I'm surprised no one else sussed it, really, because we had mentioned it and it had been said before. And clearly she just Googled it and it came up Matty. So, yeah. Sorry, everyone else, but a regular listener. See, now the regular listeners have got that little bit more class. Saying that, Bill was one of the ones that got it wrong. Bill in New York. Oh. Tusk, Bill. Because quite frankly, I think Bill would be better off with this CD than Chantel. But anyway, she's won it. It means I've got to post something in fucking Canada. Now then, right. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far this month. It is now March, as you're probably aware. So if you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we know all of them. So get voting. I'm still working my way through February, as you will see.
I've been working my way back to February with a burning love inside.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Punky, February vote. A new month, a new vote. Great music on the last show and Yellow Friendship. That was hilarious. Bill from New York.
Hey, Bill. I'm loving the Yellow Friendship. Shame you didn't know who the lead singer of the Bleach Boys was.
Yeah. Me likey, Punky. I'm voting for Punky because they rock and I want to hear Paul and Tony say, Kimblad.
Kimblad.
That's from Woody B3.
Nice on Woody B3. I always like saying Kimblad.
Kimblad. A birthday vote for Punky. Catching up on old shows. Happy birthday, Paulie B. From Twilight and Thebes.
Thank you, Twilight and Thebes. This is an old one, then, isn't it? Because that goes back to February the 5th.
Yeah, I think this is all from the first week of Feb.
So oh, right, okay.
Good month really? Old. Maybe I should.
Backlog. Just how I like it.
Yeah.
Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of a dirty mountain.
February vote. Lick a toad. Your country needs toad lickers. Love, Fat Boy.
Hey, that was after I left a comment saying that I licked a toad.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't do it a lot.
Okay. Finally. Punky is ace. Punky's better than milk and cookies. It's the freaking business. Tom Baldy.
Tom Baldy, dude, we're the freaking business. Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom was another one that got the question wrong.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think he put Frankenstein. No, he put Tony Parsons.
Who's, what, really?
Someone, yeah, we got. I got one through from someone saying the new lead singer of the Bleach Boys is Tony Parsons. What the fuck's he talking about?
That's random.
I think that was Tom. Tom, my mistake if you actually put down Frankenstein, but you were still wrong. So is that it for the PCA?
That is it from the PCA.
Great, because I've got one more comment for the next song. This is a Facebook comment that I know. You know, I said we've got a Facebook group as well, Punky Facebook group. Yeah. Oh, I can't remember where you find. Just go into groups and type in Punky, I suppose. Here goes. Anyway, and this is from, I think, the person with the best name in the world who's ever approached Punky Radio for anything. From Baltimore, Maryland. I think I'm going to miss the Mad Daddy as much as you. This is in reference to Lux Interior dying.
Right.
Stunned to find out that not one of my so-called punk-listening co-workers had no idea who Lux was. Bunch of fuck-chops. On a less depressing kid-and-blurred note, where the hell is the met randomly section you're always babbling about? I think I met you in Oxford, class of 37, but can't remember. R.I.P. Lux, Zandy Browninger.
Wow.
What a fantastic name, Zandy Browninger, you legend. Don't worry, mate, because the Facebook random ads will be coming up after the next song. Very pleased about this tone.
Okay.
Because this is a new track from a band we've played before called Sport Doen, all the way from Belgium.
Oh, yeah. Remember them.
And it's off their new album, which I thought I had close to hand. Oh, it's here. By Sport Doen. And it's this. The album's called More Love Songs, and there's a very fetching picture of a hairless man holding a heart removed from someone's body on the front.
Oh.
And do you know what? I reckon I want to hang about with Sport Doen. They look like my sort of blokes. Gnarly old fuckers who don't give a shit. Some great titles on this album, but including track 9, You Selfish Cunt.
Nice.
But I'm not going with any of those. I'm going with a sensible title. What one of those, Tony? What is Sport Doen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sport Doen.
It is. And that's spelled D-O-E-N, by the way. But I'm going to give you that because you knew that, Tony. So it's Paulie being the internet one. Tony one. Hey, guess what? What's back that? To work. No more holidays in Oxford. Save your money for the new bus then. No more free rides, no more fun. Get back to work, work money stop. No more ice cream, no more blunt. Eat your short and add your skin. No more ice cream, no more blunt. Eat your short and add your skin. Back to work. Be a slave, back to work, and rain, back to work, don't be a fool, it's time to play within the rules. We said it's all pretty bacon, taking time and we were migrants. No more problems, no more feelings, get back to work, think of your earrings. No more acting 17, back to that stinky MP. No more acting 17, back to that stinky MP.
It's the same old fucking feeling. It's a
Dune, Back to Work, more love songs, great album. We'll be playing more of it in future weeks. We've already given you a MySpace page. You're now listening to the Planet Smashers, who we haven't heard from in ages, as discussed. But now I would like to fulfil Zandy Browninger's wishes and give you my latest Facebook ads.
Okay.
Now, Tone, when people add me on Facebook, and they do, I remember, I might write something randomly about how we met. I have got a backlog of this, I need to catch up, but we're still running through the ones that I'd done before in a bizarre alphabetical order I've never really worked out. Here comes the first one. Francesca McCarthy, Tony, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Francesca used to go out with a bloke who had girls' hips. Interesting, as I have the same girl's pancreas. He's actually a guy called Jason John Whitehead who gets very upset when you say, you've got girls' hip. John Morley, Tony.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know who John Morley is?
Yes. It's the guy from Total Nonsense.
It is. And technically, we did meet him via the internet and then when I went to Chicago the first time. But would you like to know how we really met?
How did you really meet?
We met randomly. John was peckish and thought I would have made a tasty snack, but he couldn't catch me, so I survived to become the potentially tasty legend I am today. Roy O'Brien, Tony.
Okay.
I don't know who Roy O'Brien is, I don't think. I can't think. I'm sure I know him somehow.
Not
anyway,
a clue.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Roy and I were members of the Madeley Rider shoplifting gang that was so spectacularly unsuccessful a few years back. I warned her to put those custard creams back. And last but not least, Millie Sullivan. Tony, Millie Sullivan is a lady who used to run an art shop in Hitchin who comes to my comedy show quite a lot. Okay. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Particularly pleased about this because she wrote this one herself. I do like it if you write the stuff yourself. It's easier for me, obviously. We met randomly. We are lovers of booze.
Nice.
Nice touch, Millie. And there concludes the Facebook ads for the foreseeable future until I get some more done. Right, Tone, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations so far this year. As always, I need more. You can never have enough twat in this world.
I disagree.
Really?
I think you have too much.
Nah, I don't think so. But, you know, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
I think we will, won't we? I think I've had enough of it myself. I might try a bit of cock.
Startling admissions. Wow.
There's always something from the Hireman's Lodge that you're not expecting.
That's true. Thankfully, I'm not in the same room anymore, so that is fine. You're not
Lartist revelation. Did I say Lartist?
Possibly.
Latest revelation. What am I on about? That's French for the painter.
Nice.
L'artiste. Sorry, anyway.
But if you disagree with Paul and agree with me and have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
But,
yeah,
if you've got some cock and you'd like to give it to me, throw it down the Great North Road.
Nice. Okay, this is from Josh Murphy, who clearly is the Dr. Spoon who I keep seeing from on Podcast Alley. Thank you for that.
We've been to Button Moon. We followed Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon.
Nice. So what's that so far? We've had a bit of catchphrase, a little bit of Family Fortunes, and now Button Moon.
I am, I'll tell you what, mate. I'm getting it all in this week. Oh, I say getting it all in. I want cock.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. I don't.
Hi, Evan Manley Tony. I have a fully justified is a twat for you, and I am submitting it on behalf of a good friend of mine who has just returned from a journey across the west coast of the USA. Anyway, he hitched his way from LA to Houston, Texas, where his journey ended abruptly.
Good hitch.
while staying in a hostel in Houston. A pair of flat-faced gringos broke into his locker and stole his dollars to the tune of about $1,500, which is bad enough, but the burrito-eating cunt decided to take his passport as well. So I'm sure that does qualify for them to enter the slightly chapped annals of twatage from Murphy the Yeti. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does, except that he's called them gringos, and that's what the Mexicans call us.
Right.
I'll let him go on that one. It's a technicality.
Okay. That's all the information I have, but fair enough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, the flat-faced gringos from Houston, Texas...
Oh, no, we can't have this, can we?
Why? Because I don't know the names.
Well, no, but I think, isn't he basically accusing Mexicans of nicking his mate's thing?
Yeah.
But is he accusing Mexicans of nicking the stuff? Or just people from Texas?
I don't know. Does his
Let's go with it as it is. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and shut up, Paul.
Okay. So, the pair of flat-faced gringos from Houston, Texas...
Is a twat.
Slightly controversial there, but there you go.
As usual these days.
Yeah, well, it has to be.
I expect nothing else than a slightly wonky twat.
Hey, right, it's not a school teacher. I'm happy.
Yeah, let's face it. The bloke's over 18. It's a miracle.
It's great.
Right, next track time.
Yes.
The Bad Days. Kiss, kiss. Bye-bye. Bye Bye from the Bad Days from their album Eat My Luck, which came out in late 2008 and was one of the CDs, the Nicotine Record Centres the last time around. I love Nicotine Records. What I want to know is, what is the Bad Days MySpace page name?
MySpace.com/TheBadDays
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. That is from a series. It's a seriously rocking album. We played one track of it before. Broken Jaw we played before. And now we played Kiss Kiss Bye Bye as well, which presumably is what you say to someone before you break their jaw. Now then, Tony, I've been trying to find out a bit more about this bloody GoDaddy thing. And just while I'm getting Chromosoma 3 on, could you tell me a bit about it?
Sure thing. Well, as far as I can figure it, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, and or if you've got one already registered, you can use that for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders. That's old-fashioned dial-up.
Right, okay. I thought it was website builder riding his donkey to work. Oh, yeah, I couldn't quite figure
it's
that.
Also that.
Okay.
Bloody Mexican website builders. They are cheaper, though. But they need to call it.
Or maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Hey, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a sale. Which will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. And you can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
I'll process your credit card payments.
Finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
Oh, because of the exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Now, seeing as this is the ad break, right, I've got another little advert here.
Okay.
Right, our t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
Right, don't be a cock, buy a clock. Don't be a twat, buy a hat. Don't be a mug, and buy a mug.
Okay.
The t-shirts, however, fantastic. It's cafepress.com/punkyradio. That's right, isn't it?
Yep, cafepress.com. Yep.
Had this email radio from Bill in New York, who's been featuring in this show for various reasons. Paulie B, I just got my punky t-shirt, the military green one. It's, if for sure, it didn't really make any sense there. It sure is the one to buy, he's basically saying. I was right, wasn't I? That military green one, it's really good.
Yeah.
The military green punky radio, I'm liking it. That and the clock are my favourites. If I could get a military green clock, Tony, I'd never get out of bed again.
Really?
Well, I probably would. Just to get a new battery for it when it ran out. Thanks, Bill from New York. Thank you very much, Bill. Sorry that you didn't win the competition, but then you got the answer wrong. That T-shirt is class. So what we're hoping for now is a photograph of Bill wearing the T-shirt, preferably in unlikely surroundings, like the White House or a brothel.
Nice.
Yeah, Bill, if you can sort that out. Or maybe, Bill, you could get one of the ladies in the brothel or Obama to model it for us. That would be great. I'd be very, very happy about it. I'm sure they're both used to wearing high heels.
Hmm.
So, because obviously that's what we're after, just T-shirt and high heels, a.k.a. Twilight. Twilight and Thebes, she lives on the side of a dirty mountain. And wears sexy clothes. So, yeah, do check out the T-shirts. Bill was a little bit concerned about the prohibitive duty, but then came back and said it's all right, didn't he?
I think so. But he lives in the UK, isn't he?
He seems to think it's VFM anyway, so check it out, which is obviously far better than VPL. We got that. I suppose I ought to get on with the next song now, Tone. Here it comes. This is from the Vaults, mate. It was Emma from the Smears' birthday last week, so I thought we'd dig this one out. I do like this song a lot. I know we played it a couple of times before, haven't we? But yeah. I just fancy playing it again. So happy birthday to Emma. Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll do the MySpace page now. What's the Smears MySpace page?
myspace.com/thesmearsuk.
It is. myspace.com/thesmearssuck. That's Tony 3, Paulie Bean Internet 1. This wasn't how I expected it to go. In fact, Tony, it's all gone horribly wrong. I like that.
Great song.
Horribly wrong. I do like that tone. I've always liked that song. This is Mustang Lightning, who I also like, of course, playing on the bench right now. Tony, you haven't got a lot to report, have you, since last week?
Not massively, no.
Fortunately, I have.
Good.
Because I was on a miniature tour of the Southwest and West. Last Wednesday, found me on a train down to Plymouth. I got there to do a venue called View 2. And the last time I was there, it was really, really busy. This time around, there weren't many there, but one of the people there was my agent's daughter, Georgia, who's now at Plymouth University, and her mate, Amy. Hello to Georgia and Amy, who showed up to see the show. There's only about 20 people there. It was a really, really good gig. Really good fun. Really bunch of people. Really decent bunch of people there who were there. And, they went with everything we did, basically, which is really good fun. And afterwards, I got talking to this couple that said, hey, are you up for going out for beer now? And yeah. They said, you fancy going down Union Street? Now, I don't know whether you know Union Street, Tony, but Union Street in Plymouth is a famous street in the world for sailors fighting, right?
Oh,
it's always been just the roughest street in Britain, basically. And I went there 20 years ago. And I went there with some mates 18 years ago. I was 2021, and literally we walked down this bloody road, Union Street, and we walked past this pub, and what we'd been told was that it wasn't policed by the police, it was policed by a Navy provost, who in blue vans with Navy provost on the back would go up and down the street, and every time they saw a sailor getting in trouble, they'd throw him in the back of the van and take him back to his boat before he got arrested. Very reasonable thing to do. Our cab dropped us off by this pub. We got out, and as we walked past this pub, this sailor, bare-chested sailor, sort of basically naked from the waist up, comes flying out of this pub backwards, right? Oh, fucking hell. Followed swiftly by a stripper in just her pants and high heels, who finished the job off by lamping him and taking him out. Now, fuck knows what he'd done in there. But this stripper was hard as nails. Just completely took him out, left him for dead on the street. Navy provost sharp, loving the back of the van, and he fucks off, right? We're thinking, well, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, what a mad old. We were scared for our lives, had a couple of pints and fucked off. 20 years later, I go out with this couple on a Wednesday night in Union Street, and it was quite nice.
Oh, okay.
It was just quite nice. None of the old shit was going on. It was all like nice bars and redeveloped and all. What's happening to this country? It's like, it used to be such a good, like, you could go out and see genuine danger. Now it's just all bloody swanky chain pubs. And there was one place we went in called The Trees, which did have very cheap shots. And the people I was with decided we should have lots of cheap shots.
Nice.
You know me and cheap shots. I still went home a bit of a mess, you know, it being Wednesday. Thursday, I had to get up and go to Bradford-on-Avon. Do you know where Bradford-on-Avon is?
No.
It's just the other side of Bath and Bristol.
Oh, right.
And it's an old mill town, so even though it's a beautiful setting, it's a fairly deprived, depressed area now, really. I suppose a lot of people have lost their jobs and that, and they live in paradise, but they've got fuck all. It's a beautiful place. The pub, I phoned the people up in the pub and say, listen, I'm going to be getting a train in. Can you tell me where the pub is in relation to the station? They went, yeah, walk out the station. I went, yeah. They went, it's there. I went, oh, handy. So I went in. It's right. It's the next building to the station, basically. And went in, and it was one of these old stone floor, spit and sawdust country pubs, the like of which I love, with real ale on all over the place.
Mm.
And as soon as I walked in, the boss went, Paul. I went, I like it here. And settled in. I asked the asked one of the barmen what I should be drinking of the beer they got on tap. And there was my favourite beer, Buckcombe, or as I call it, Buckcum. It was on the menu. I went, I've got to have a pint of Buckcum. He said, you're going to be disappointed. It's not as good as the other ones. I went, don't worry about it. I'll start with a Buckcum and I'll move on to the others. So I had a pint of Buckcum. It's about 4 o'clock. Around about 5:30, I was ready to move on to the next one along, which was a Cornish ale called Doom Bar. Beware the Doom Bar. It's not called, it doesn't have Doom and Bar in the same sentence. By coincidence, it's a fine brew. Did the gig, absolutely brilliant again, great fun, met some really interesting characters, and then moved on to the third pint along that was lighter, but I'd been recommended from the start, called Mystery Tour. Da da! It's time for the Mystery Tour, right? As in T-O-R, as in Hill, right? And got stuck into the Mystery Tour, and things started to go, you know, a little bit out of focus, and I got talking to this bloke called Ben. Guess what Ben does for a living?
Brewer?
No, builds tugboats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and anyway, me and Ben had a fine chat about how he built tugboats, but really wanted to do something else. It was time to move on. He'd been in Bradford-on-Avon 6 years or something, and he'd said that. I said, it's an old place, isn't it, Bradford-on-Avon? Because when you get there, there's very definitely two sorts of people. You get this in the West Country quite a lot, where there are the former landowners and mill owners, and there's the forelock tugging employees, and it's very much like that there. He said, yeah, do you know, my first day here, he said, the way he described it is a little bit how, you know, how in Mansfield,
yeah,
can be, there's a negativity about the place, isn't there? People kind of, they almost don't want you to do well.
Yeah.
People are resentful. There is that slight bitterness there. Again, from what happened with the mines, and now it's the same down here with the mills. He said, yeah, well, I've tried to do all sorts around here, and everybody just poo-poos it, and it doesn't work, and whatever. The gig was a fine success. The landlord's got it sus. But he said, yeah, when I first got here, my first day, I was in this pub, in fact. He said, I met this bloke who was a real interesting bloke, real posh, sort of old school. He said, I'm Ben. He said, I'm so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. He said, welcome to Bradford-on-Avon, the death of all ambition. Right, and he said, it's true. You stay here long enough, you lose the will to live. And I was going, well, fucking hell, man, it's a really nice place. Because, yeah, nice looking.
Right.
Dodgy undertones. And then he got really lashed and started telling me how there was a Cold War underground city under Bradford-on-Avon that had a tunnel all the way to London, so that all the posh people, rich people, royalty and MPs could escape to this secret city under Bradford-on-Avon to live in peace after a nuclear attack. And I went, this is good beer, isn't it? We went, it's fucking marvellous. Anyway, that was Thursday. So Friday, I get up late and bid my farewells to people and headed off to Bristol, because I was doing Bristol Jonglers over the weekend. I was comparing on the Friday night. Hello to Mike Newall, Mike Gunn, and David Haddingham, the three acts that were on, who were all brilliant, all deadpan, the kind of all very, very dark. Dave and Mike particularly. Dave and Mike have got some terrible, terrible jokes. Not as in bad, as in, oh my God, you can't say that. It was a great show. But at half time, I decided to nip down for a smirk. And I went down the stairs and I saw the open reinforced glass door. Bent my head forward to take a cigarette from behind my ear and walked directly at speed into the closed reinforced glass door and broke it with my nose. How my nose didn't break, I've got no idea. But it was very, very funny. thanks so much for that, Tone. I and then I followed through with my knee, which utterly destroyed this door. So this reinforced glass door, I must be a reinforced bloke, right, basically, because my nose and my knee bust this door. My immediate instinct was to look round wildly as the doorman approached me, thinking, oh my God, it was like nightclub mentality. I've done something bad in a club. I'm going to get thrown out. If I'd stopped for a second, I thought, I'm not going to get thrown out, am I? I'm the fucking compere, right? But I didn't. So these two doormen ran over and I went, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk. And they went, I know, we're just seeing if you're all right. That was piss funny. I went, yeah, thanks very much. It still hurts. It's now Tuesday and my nose still hurts. But as my nose said to various other noses that asked it what was up, should have seen the other fella. That door's fucked. I was described the next day on the Sunday. I don't need to say about Saturday night. Oh, Saturday I will say briefly. Saturday night I went back to Bristol Junglers, and then after the show, my friends Craig and Sarah and I went back to the Jolly Roger in Easton. Do you remember me telling you about that?
Not off the top of my head.
Absolutely mad pub, plays reggae till fuck knows a clock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a woman called Lorraine, who's one of the door people at Jester's, the other club in Bristol. It was her, or had been, it was her birthday. So we went down there, absolutely chocker. Once again, not many white faces there. But as we walked in, she was making an announcement, say thank you very much to everyone who came down. And she said, and particularly thanks to the guest of honour tonight. And everyone looked around at her husband and she went, Paul V. Edwards. I didn't hang about there long. I was getting some funny looks, I tell you. But yeah, I was on the special Guinness with Evans in there. Again, a little bit mashed. Sunday night, did gigs in Banbury and Oxford. The last time I was, I three different trains to get there, got to Banbury, and the last time I was in Banbury, there were three warlocks on the front row. It's still weird, but it was a nice gig. And then the gig in Oxford, bit tricky. So there you go. That was me on tour. Let's get on with the next song. This is the Emos, who I was going to read something out about, but I realised I already have done. This is another great title. We're More Punk Than Kamikaze Sperm. So, Tony, that's the Emos, and We're More Punk Than Kamikaze Sperm from their fabulous album, Quicker Than Khan. That's we've played two tracks in 2 weeks there. And they're on That's Not Skanking Records, TNS, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/TNS Records.
Right, okay.
Right, I don't think we said it last week, no. Did we? What, I'm sure you know this. What's the Emos MySpace page?
I think it was just myspace.com/TheEmos.
It was. It's Tony 4, probably being the Internet 1. However, for potentially minus 3 points, what is the Emos one letter away from being?
What's one letter away from being? The Moose? Yep.
No, Thermos. I did say it last week.
Oh, right,
mate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm afraid that is now Tony 1, probably being the Internet 1, with one left.
Oh,
but fair. Right, now it serves you right for not paying attention to your own show. I'll let you know what I'm doing this week, shall I?
Okay.
This week I'm back in Plymouth again on Wednesday. I'm doing the Barbican. I can't remember where I am this week. It's the other gig in Plymouth on a Wednesday night. Anyway, if you are in the Plymouth area, please do come down. Then Thursday I'm doing Tigger's Bar in Exeter, which is a bar on a roundabout, which I've played before, but I'm comparing it this time. And I will be staying over in the pub that night, so I will be getting leathered. Friday and Saturday I'm doing Banana Cabaret at the Bedford Arms in Ballon, one of the best gigs in London. Very, very pleased to be doing that. And that's one show Friday. It might be two shows Saturday as well. If you do want to go to that, I don't know whether they do advance tickets. If they do, get one, London types. And I may go to Dead and Buried after that, which is the night hosted, I believe, monthly by DJ KV Nick, who I may or may not have seen at the cover at the Hat Factory in Luton a couple of weeks ago. Spoke to someone today who said there are photographs of me at that gig on the Coven's website. Thing is, I can't remember what the Coven's website is, but if you type in the Coven to Google, or you go on their MySpace page / of the Coven or something like that, you'll find it. And I am going to check out the photos of me, because I'd love to know what I looked like by the time they were taken, because if you remember, I'd lost the power of speech. So this doesn't look good. I just sound like an alcoholic, don't I? Anyway, that's on Saturday. Speaking of booze, Saturday in the day, I'm starting my naughty boy course for drink driving offences, so that should be interesting. I'll have loads to talk about that next week when I tell you how I've been lectured on the evils of booze. I can't help thinking trying to close the stable door after the horse has bolted there, but that should be quite funny anyway. And if you know anyone in Bedford, please do let them know about the new comedy show I have at the Pad in Bedford. I know I keep asking about this, but if you know anyone in the Bedford area, please do. And it's myspace.com/comedySOS. That's the way to find that brilliant new show we've got. And basically, we do a punky disco afterwards. So basically, it's just punk music afterwards with DJ Roch, who does the Dolly Remix gig. That's about me wrapped up, I think. Tone, have you got anything? Oh, and if I haven't said already, you're listening to the Guana Bats, and they're brilliant. Oh, I have got one more thing to say.
Okay.
Heard from Ant from Vomit.
Oh, yeah.
Who went to the Psychobilly meeting with me. Well, not with me. Last year was there. And this year, we're going to share a room.
Excellent.
That should be gay, shouldn't it?
Is he not taking the missus?
Don't want to talk about it, Tone.
Okay.
Let's just say that me and Ant are sharing a room.
Okay.
And he said, it's all right. We got a family room last year. There were two beds. I went, fucking hell, man. I was in a single room last year. I got two beds. But there'll be no accidental bum touching on this Spanish holiday. Not at least until you and Steph get there. Any news on that? You still plan to come?
Yeah, thinking. Yeah, well, we just need to plan it now. But yeah, we want
you
to plan do it.
You can afford it, Tone.
You assume so, yeah. But yeah, we're thinking about now. We're going to drive there. We're now thinking maybe getting the train there from Germany or France. We'll
you're just not
out.
Flying anywhere, are you, Tone?
I'm not fucking flying nowhere, no.
That'd be a rude. I mean, the thing is, you could stop. What you should do, Tone, you should get a bloody Eurail ticket.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be. I mean, people do it, don't they? Interrailing.
I did it 20 years ago. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, because you can, like, from Germany, you can basically do a straight line to Barcelona and stop off in Paris, stop off in Lyon, stop off in the Basque region somewhere, if you wanted to, maybe Perpignan, and then do the last trip down to Barcelona. It'd be fabulous.
Yeah. So that's what...
If you want to do it in a straight line.
Well, that's the current thinking anyway. So yeah, train, or maybe train and car for a bit of things, but maybe just, yeah.
I'd get an Interrail ticket, man. The trains in Europe are brilliant.
Yeah.
They really, really are. You'll be wonderfully impressed. That's your new plan. And I think you can get an Interrail ticket. I mean, if you only got a fortnight ticket, it's only about £200 or something.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not massively expensive. Look into it. Oh, it'd be a really, really good thing to do. A real adventure.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm planning on taking June off, so I'm trying to avoid putting anything into June.
Right, okay. So and the good news is that Forest have climbed to 18th after their win this evening against Preston, but the teams in 19th and 20th have got two games in hand against us, but the important thing is we're on 40 points, approaching safety.
Excellent.
So, shall we get on with the last song?
Yeah.
As promised, we are bookending the show with songs from JapanFiles.com. JapanFiles is in our MySpace top friends, and do go to JapanFiles.com. absolutely brilliant website. You can just get loads of music from there really easily. It's one of the most user-friendly websites I've ever been on. I love it. And they don't give us anything to say that. I just love it. Oh, I'll tell you what. I got a message from so when we played the Outmods the other week. I sent them the usual message on MySpace and got an email back from, I can't remember the name of the fucking label, from their label anyway. It's Red Dragon or Samurai or something like that. Something vague Japanese. Can't remember what it is, so sorry. Got a lovely message from them saying thank you so much for playing Japanese music. It's great to know that people in England are responding to this stuff. And I sent one back saying, mate, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
What might not be a pleasure for you, Tony, is when because this next band we played before, they're called Sushi Mami Ray.
Uh-huh.
I want to know, what's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ShooShooMarmaray.
How are you spelling it?
T-S C-H S M A M-A-R-I-E.
No. And Tony, you should be ashamed because I've sent you the file with the name of the band on. It's MySpace.com/TSUSHIMAMIRE. So it's T Sushi Mamaya, if you like. So controversially, that's Tony 1, probably being the internet 2. I've won. This is one of the best titles for any song ever, as far as I'm concerned. I nearly joined a Facebook group today called Women Should Wear Stockings More Often, but stopped when I looked at the comments on there because it was a load of pervy old men. And even though I am one, I didn't necessarily want to be associated with them. This is Lingerie Shop.
Jelly Shop.
Well, there you go. That's lingerie. I said lingerie shop for lingerie shop by Sushi Marmy Ray, and should be in our top friends this week. Thanks very much to Sport Dune for sending us that CD. I was really, really pleased when I got it. I do like hearing from them. They're my favourite Belgians, and I don't say that lightly. We haven't mentioned any of the things that you can do on the show, really. And once again, I have to say a belated hello to Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk listeners for tuning in so diligently. Do get in touch with us, though. We want to know you're there. I know you're less likely to get in touch when it's through Pirate Radio or the internet. But do get in touch with us. We like hearing from you. Mm. What should people be doing this week, Tony?
You can definitely still vote for us. Podcast Alley, it's a new month, so we need your votes in there. Go to punkradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for us, hit that and vote for us. I always need twat, please do email your twats. I am twat maniac. Tony at punkradio.com again, twat's name, where they're from and a reason. And also
iTunes.
Yeah, I've got one new iTunes review, so I wait till I got about 5. So if you are in the US or on US iTunes, please do review us. Again, punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link, or just search Punky, which you probably should have already had anyway because you'll be subscribed, and then review us 5 stars only, and we'll read them out as soon as you get them in.
2 things left for me to say. One is, do check out the t-shirt place, MySpace, that's on my cafepress.com/punkyradio. And I'd like a poem for next week. Can you send me a poem, please, to our featured poetry corner? Send your poem to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Let's get a bit fucking literal next week, shall we?
Nice.
All right, we've both run out of words, haven't we?
I think so. What else have we got to do? That's about it, really.
Hoisted on the burning deck, playing with firecrackers. One shot off his trouser leg and blew off both his knackers.
Nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up poo. The boy stood on the burning deck. His feet were covered in blisters. He couldn't find any pants of his own, so he borrowed a pair of his sister's.